Rosehill, yesterday we saw the emergence of some promising horses. I think none more promising than the Premier's Cup winner, Avilius. His trainer, James Cummings, is on the line. James, good morning. And well, seeing is believing, James. He's done it twice now, Avilius. His two wins have been super impressive. And for a middle distance horse, he's got an electrifying turn of foot. Good morning, James.
Yeah. Good morning, Ray. Good morning, Jimmy. He's a very impressive horse and couldn't have been any more exciting beginning to his Australian career, I'd say, these two starts. And I think that he's got more to offer the remainder of the campaign.
It sounds like you might be a little bit surprised by how well he's gone, James.
I'll tell you what, he had really good form lines coming here, Jimmy. Like, he came off the float and he came off the float from the airport there, and he was just about the pick of them for the guys at Northwood Park, and then they gave him a bit of time there in Victoria and brought them up here. It's around about April. And we really liked the look of this horse, but of all the horses, you know, they'd had a bit of racing and they'd had their issues. So we were always very tempered about our expectations. And we just went through the process, giving them time. We put them into work. He'd just been going through the motions. We set him for a trial. I started thinking about, you know, the best races they could get to, but you just try to keep a lid on it. And when they get off the plane with a provisional rating of only 88, I think you can appreciate there's a lot of room to move there. And you know, even if they are a top horse, they've got to get their rating up at this stage to get into those good races. So
exactly. Yeah.
So, you know, we just didn't put them under the blowtorch, and he included. And I think he's just kept raising the bar. Like, you know, he's kept meeting them every time we've raised the bar. He's just thriving on the challenge. And he's got a great nature to respond to that sort of preparation.
And I was very interested in Glenn Schofield's comments to you immediately after the race, James, when he said the horse still had a big blow and probably knocked up about 50 metres out. It was still a soft win in the end. So he's got to 1,900 metres quickly. He's won both his starts. And there's so much improvement to come, James.
Yeah, he's said that both times now. Yeah. But, you know, you got to appreciate too, like, the horse is letting down from a long way off him at the same time. I think I can only do so much, but... But he just looked really well. He looked nicely fit for the race, but he's thriving on his racing, and I'm sure whilst he can still continue to improve as he gets more and more used to the way races unfold here. He's looking like a natural every time we race him. So I just say that, you know, we're as excited as everybody else when we sort of take the wraps off a horse like him, because they can go either way. You know, you can never exactly forecast how these imports are going to handle it.
What about the race pattern? He's got a particular style, and it nearly cost him again yesterday, or cost him yesterday, and just getting the run. And I think even Glenn made the comment afterwards, you're loath to try and change them just for the sake of it, but it does create its own problems at stages, James.
Yeah, look, he doesn't necessarily have to be that far back. I mean, he's races overseas. He's been able to camp just behind horses like Cracksman and be full of running. You know, Cracksman put 3.5 lengths on him that day, but that was over a mile and a half in a group two in France and at Chantilly on a soft track. And he was beaten 3.5 lengths, but, you know, to getting beaten by horses like him, you know, that's no disgrace. He arrives here with a low rating and he can race through the grades. He's got to keep our feet on the ground at the same time. He's only won a handicap at Randwick over a mile, and then he's won another handicap yesterday at group three level at a higher level, but he's still on the limit. You know, we're not talking weight for age yet, so we've got to treat him accordingly, and he's got to keep rising to the level.
Yeah, you might have done that, but I don't think the punters have. He's currently a $4 favourite for the Metropolitan.
His second favourite Caulfield Company.
Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah. Hey, just quickly,
well,
James.
The Metropolitan is a good race for him because, you know, it's a handicap, and, you know, if he's going well, he's fitting well for the race, he's going to be getting in there with a nice weight for a horse on the way up, and that's the sort of horse that that tends to do well in a race like that.
Okay,
exactly. Look,
we're just grateful that, you know, he's a son of Pivotal, and he's the only son of Pivotal we have in training. And these horses just provide an interesting string to our bow, and we get the chance to do some different things with him and race them over ground, and it's very enjoyable.
No, he's very exciting, James. And James, if we could, before we let you go, a quick update on Kem and Tari. Is he Randwick or Caulfield next Saturday?
Yeah, he's going to be heading to Caulfield. Look, we will nominate for Randwick, but he was beautiful in his training yesterday, and he's, you know, he's feeling really well, that horse. I'm very, very happy with the week he's had since running last Saturday.
Any Everest update with Kem and Tari?
Well, I think we'll get through the run next weekend.
Okay.
Before we get too far into that.
Yeah, well, there's still a couple of people you can negotiate with there, which is always nice.
They're interested, don't worry.
Yeah, fantastic. Good on you, James. Appreciate that. Well done on the interview today. We thought you were excellent. And as a result of that, you'll be a chance to win the Godolphin cap that we're giving away today to the best caller.
Oh, thanks, guys. I hope you've got my address right.
Jimmy wanted to use that line as soon as I'd said you were coming on this morning. So,
to be honest, I was given that line by producer Tanya.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go.
Tanya, well
there
done.
You go. Yeah. Good on you, James. Thank you, sir.
Cheers, guys.